All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Lisa Soucy, the organizer of a recent women's hockey tournament that just wrapped up in Fort Kalunge over this past weekend. Lisa, how's it going?
I'm going good.
So can you talk a little bit about, I guess, start off with the league that you started earlier this season here and how this progressed into this tournament that took place?
We started on December 9th. I just wanted to try and put a few girls to come out and play hockey. And then it turned into creating our team name, the Pontiac Meteors, and then we decided to try and host a first women's hockey tournament, which turned out pretty okay, pretty cool. We had four teams. So.
And how far afield are you looking for teams? Are they coming from Gatineau, from Pembroke, or whereabouts?
They came from Gatineau, Ottawa. I had somebody come from Kempville and Petawawa as well.
So it's a little all over the place there, for sure.
Yeah.
And so, can you start off, why did you want to just start a women's hockey league here in the first place?
I always liked hockey growing up. It was really fun. I've always really wanted to play. So I figured, you know, what a great way to just have exercise and meet new people as well. So I, put the call out, and a lot of people came out.
And what are the options like as far as women's hockey goes here? Is it most people just travel to the city, or how does that work?
I didn't know, but Chapel actually has a team. Well, not a league, but like a drop-in hockey group of ladies that come out too. Usually if you wanted to play, you would have to go all the way to Gatineau.
And so over the course of this past weekend here, can you talk a little bit about the tournament? How many days was it? How'd it go in general?
It went pretty good in general. We decided to just do a one-day tournament, which turned out to be more than enough for a lot of us to play for the first time, because a lot of the teammates are beginners. So we had, it was a day, and we had four games guaranteed for every team. Four teams of 10, 11 players, and it went pretty cool.
And so who ended up winning there?
They call themselves the one-timers. They came from Gatineau.
Gotcha. And so this hockey tournament here, was it a fundraiser for anything in particular? I guess it's probably a little too early to announce how much you raised there, but...
Yeah, it's a little bit too early. I'm still working on all of the little details like that. But it was mainly to try and raise funds for our hockey team, the Pontiac Meteors.
Gotcha. And I guess the season's pretty close to wrapping up here at this point here, but do you have plans looking forward here either in the summer or just for next season there to grow this?
Yeah, no, the season's ending on Monday the 7th. We're trying to put two teams together to have like one last big exhibition game, so go like with a bang kind of thing. We are talking about maybe doing some ball hockey over the warmer months.
Okay. Lisa, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for talking about this tournament here and also your league there as well. If there's anything else that you wanted to let our listeners know or anything else that we neglected to mention here over the past few minutes, I'll give you the last word.
No, I'm good. Thank you. And thank you for having me for this interview.
That was Lisa Soucy discussing a women's hockey tournament that she organized in Fort Kalunge this past weekend. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.